Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. In Proverbs chapter 4, Solomon is writing this note to his son, and he says in chapter 4, verse 5, "Get wisdom, develop good judgment, don't forget my words or turn away from them. Don't turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing that you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment." You know, I recently went through a process, and it was kind of a self-evaluation of how my life is going. And one of the things that I became really aware of, that probably everybody around me that knew me well would understand, that I am an impulsive leader, that I tend to go on my gut more so than I plan in detail. But, you know, wisdom allows us to have good judgment, regardless of whether it is spontaneity or whether it is a planning session. We can have good judgment. And that good judgment allows us to have wisdom. But wisdom only comes from on high. When we come to the Lord today and say, whatever it is that you're facing on the job, with your family, in a relationship, with your kids, with your parents, with your boss, no matter what, we get wisdom. And by that, we develop good judgment. And you know what? When we keep getting wisdom day by day and we continue to ask the Lord for wisdom day by day, we don't forget it. And then it says, don't turn your back on wisdom. Wisdom will protect you. Love wisdom and wisdom will guard you. Today, let's trust the Lord for Him to guard your soul with great wisdom from on high. Would you join me as we pray? God, today, would you step into each participant's life in this weekday meditation, whether they're riding down the road, hopefully with their eyes open, or whether they just stepped off of the treadmill and they're wiping sweat off their face or in their quiet, peaceful chair at their house. In whatever fashion they're listening, God, would you grant each person an abundance from wisdom on high and let that wisdom develop good judgment in their soul. Would you protect their soul and guard it today that you might fill it with all those things that are good from on high and protect it from the evil this world wants to offer them. Lord, today, would you give me wisdom? And then you finish the sentence in the area in which you need God to step into your life. Well, I trust that you've unpacked that for the Lord. Now I want to invite you, like I did the other day, I want to invite you just be quiet and still. And in this time, train your heart, your soul, and your mind, and your ears to hear God give you specificity to the degree in which you bring Him specific prayers, and let Him blow into your soul like you were blowing insulation into an attic, wisdom that develops good judgment. I'm going to mind the time as you listen for the voice of God, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments. Well, verse 7 says, getting wisdom is the wisest thing that you can do, and whatever else you do, develop good judgment. Solomon says, man, if you don't do anything else, make sure you get the wisdom from God. When you do, you'll be wildly successful. I trust today you've received and will continue to receive His wisdom. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.